Loved one, God's Word is our anchor in a corrupt culture. The world does its best to drag us away from God, doesn't it? It cannot steal our salvation, but it can deceive us and tempt us to let go of our anchor. And that's why we must be ever so diligent to hold fast to God's Word.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Well, hello there, my friend. I thank you so much for coming and tuning in to this podcast. This podcast is called Your Place of Grace. And I pray that what we teach here will be a great blessing and of great value to you. Today, we're talking about surviving and thriving in our culture. Boy, that's tough, isn't it? Our culture today is not a friend of Christians, is it? No. Therefore, we must learn to live in a world that's totally opposed to our beliefs, values, and lifestyles without being overcome by it. That's what happened to the church in Corinth. They compromised with the culture of that day all around them and could not receive Paul's message to them as spiritually mature believers. Because you see, they were still like infants, like babes in Christ. And the same thing can happen to us today. Some believers are committed to Christ and growing in spiritual maturity, dependent on the Holy Spirit, obedient, and trusting in the Lord. But there are others who are lustful and immature because they've compromised with the present culture and adopted its ideas, values, and practices. Now, after Paul left Crete, he wrote a letter to instruct Titus, a local pastor. The culture of that day in Crete was very similar to ours today, filled with rebellious people, empty talkers and deceivers. Paul told Titus to appoint elders in the churches who'd hold firmly and faithfully to the word, which is in accordance with the teaching, so that he will be able to both exhort in sound doctrine and to refute those who contradict it. That's found in Titus 1, verse 9. Now, holding fast to the faithful word is the key to living in this world without being conformed to it. Ours is a very secular culture dominated by materialism, immorality, sensuality, and perversions of every kind. People, by and large, live in defiance of God's law, believing they can do whatever they please without any consequences. They, as it were, shake their fists in the face of God, which is a dangerous place to be. The danger we face is the subtle influence of the culture. It seeps into our minds through the media, through the internet, doing its damage in our lives, families, and churches with its corrupting philosophies, ideas, and values. The only way to combat this is to cling to God's Word and let it influence us more than anything else. Cling to the Word of God and don't let go, dear one. So why should we hold firmly to God's Word? Why? because this book, the Bible, is unique because God is its author. His Spirit worked through men to record His thoughts in written form. The Scriptures reveal God to us, His power, works, character, truth, plan of redemption, and instructions for mankind. The Bible is the foundation for our beliefs and truth. We don't live by opinions, but by the principles from God's holy word that shape our conduct, conversation, and character. And the Scriptures, dear one, the Scriptures are eternal. Human beings, along with their philosophies and ideas, are like grass that's here today and then withers and turns brown, dies, and fades away. But Isaiah says the word of our God stands forever. That's Isaiah 40, verse 8. See, the culture thinks the Bible is outdated, antiquated, and inadequate for our times. Some people even think it's a hate book. It's a hate book because they don't want to be convicted regarding their own sinful lifestyles. But no matter how much God's word is reviled, cursed, cussed, attacked, it cannot be destroyed. Praise God. The Lord has preserved it through human history because the Bible is His eternal word. So what is the purpose of God's word? Well, the Lord gave us His word so that we could be saved. Saved. The Bible is His plan of salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. It tells us how to receive forgiveness of sins through faith and be reconciled with our Creator. God's word is given so we can live godly lives. As we cling to it, we'll be transformed by it, dear one. But this won't happen if we hold it loosely and treat it disrespectfully. See, the Lord gave us Scripture so we could understand the truth and be able to defend the faith. You got to know why you believe what you believe in order to explain it to others. Because the Lord is Almighty, His word is too. His word has the power to change lives and help us live as God desires. The Bible provides hope and help during hardship. It gives guidance and wisdom daily. The Bible lifts burdens. It brings us joy, peace, confidence, and courage. It keeps us from sin. Psalm 119:11 says, "I have treasured your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you." The Bible brings us back to God when we stray. It equips us to identify and refute error so we can guard ourselves from false doctrines and ideas. The Word of God gives us assurance, and it equips us to serve God in various ways. Loved one, God's Word is our anchor in a corrupt culture. The world does its best to drag us away from God, doesn't it? It cannot steal our salvation, but it can deceive us and tempt us to let go of our anchor. And that's why we must be ever so diligent to hold fast to God's word. In these ways, we hold fast to God's word by having unwavering faith. Doubts regarding the truth of God's word usually arise when we dismiss the verses and passages that forbid what we want to do or command what we don't want to do. And before long, we rewrite the Bible by holding on to only the parts we find acceptable, and then we rationalize away the rest of it. although there is much in Scripture we don't understand and may not like. The proper response is to rest assured that all of God's Word, all of it, is trustworthy. We need to hold fast to God's Word by applying Scripture to our lives. Biblical truths are not just the foundations for our beliefs, but the message in our hearts and minds, on our lips and before our eyes. If we want pure lives, we must fill our hearts and minds with the purity of God's holy word. Every decision we make should be guided by biblical principles. So what are some practical ways we can hold firmly to God's word? Well, first, we need to read it carefully. Then we meditate on it daily. Then we study it seriously. Believe it wholeheartedly. Obey it consistently. And then we apply it personally. And then finally, we share it with others confidently. But what happens if we don't cling to Scripture? Well, if we don't cling to Scripture, the culture gets our attention. Other things begin to influence us. Then the world wins our affections. Our focus is redirected from God to the culture. Cultural topics dominate our conversation. If we don't cling to the Word of God, then the world influences the way we dress and our choice of music. The culture will then steal the money we once gave to God's work, and then we spend it on foolishness. If we don't cling to the Word of God, we alter agendas to make time for worldly pursuits. And then we fill our minds with sensual, immoral thoughts. And then our witness is ruined. And finally, we're led into idolatry. Now, the tragedy for believers who compromise with the world is that even though their souls are saved, their lives are wasted. The only solution is to repent by turning away from the culture and turning back to the Lord and His Word. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your holy Word. I thank You, Lord, that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, Your Son. And Father, we know that Jesus is the living Word. Your Bible tells us so. But we also need to be in the book. We also need to be in Your holy word daily, as often as possible, in order to survive and to thrive in today's culture. Father God, Your word will we plant in our hearts and keep before our eyes and speak with our lips, so that we might not sin against Thee. We feed on Your word, Father. And we will walk according to Your word. We will talk according to Your holy word. And we will live a victorious life. And we give You all the praise and glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God, everybody. Thank you so much for listening today. I pray that you will just join me in surviving and thriving in our present sinful culture. Let's you and me be a reflection of the light of Jesus Christ, which burns brightly inside each and every one of us who believe in Him. And may we be a witness. And in order to be a powerful witness, dear one, we need to be in the Word of God frequently, daily, in order to explain to an unbelieving world just why we believe what we believe, why we have this joy in our hearts when the rest of the world is depressed, shaky, inconsistent, frankly headed toward hell. Lord, we need to know why we believe what we believe. Help us to stay in your holy word. And in so doing, we know that we are more than conquerors through him, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I truly thank you, and I appreciate you listening. And if, pastors, if you are listening today and you'd like me to come and to speak to your church in one of our revivals or one of our conferences, I would ask you to go to my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Check out the messages, check out all of our books and resources, and also check out the testimonials page on my website in order to find out what other pastors have said about our ministry. Pastor, we will be a blessing to you. And I'm telling you, God is moving in our services all across these United States. I'm not bragging on me, but I am bragging on my Jesus. He's doing awesome, great and mighty things. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you, and may God give you protection, peace, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May he give you laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, your family, your home. And may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.